think we're good. The one thing that I just want to point out to this board is we've got it right in our resolution. All costs associated with expansion of Post Avenue Sewer District and construction of the connection shall be paid by the petitioner. The petitioner will own and maintain the collection infrastructure, will be responsible for operation, maintenance, repair, supervision, replacement of the collection system and associated infrastructure. So, we're 100% covered there. I did have a very quick conversation with Allison, and this has to be, DEC has to approve the village connection to this extension. So, in theory, and you know, I guess they've already looked at it, and you know, it's gonna, there's not going to be an excessive impact on the village system. But in theory, DEC could say, no, you can't do this, or no, you can't do it right now, maybe sometime in the future. And the discussion I had with Allison, should that actually be conditioned to our resolution? And you know, she suggested, and I think it's probably a good idea, is to just go ahead and you extend the district. When DEC gives its blessing, then the new infrastructure gets built. If DEC doesn't give its blessing, you still have the sewer district is already extended, right. So there's really no downside. And if when DEC gives its blessings, then the village, then the new infrastructure gets tied into the village.
Yeah. We've been working with Delaware Engineering on the application and the report because it's actually the village that applies to the DEC for that expansion because it's their
right
system.
Right.
But we've been assisting them and putting together the documentation they need to make that submission.
Yep.
We just got comments back earlier this week from Delaware, and we made those revisions. So we're getting close to being able to submit to the DEC for that.
Okay. So I'll go through, there's 11 questions. I'll go through the 11 questions. Well, it's just basic. It is, but just for the record, I like to do it. It only takes a minute. Will the proposed action create a material conflict within the adopted land use plan or zoning regulations? Will the proposed action result in a change in the use or intensity of use of land? Will the proposed action impair the character or quality of the existing community? Will the proposed action have an impact on the environmental characteristics that cause the establishment of a critical environmental area? Will the proposed action result in an adverse change in the existing level of traffic or affect existing infrastructure such as mass transit, biking, or walkway? Will the proposed action cause an increase in the use of energy or fail to incorporate reasonably available energy conservation or renewable energy opportunities? Will the proposed action impact the existing public-private water supplies, public-private wastewater treatment utilities? Will the proposed action impair the character and quality of important historic, archaeological, architectural, or aesthetic resources? Will the proposed action result in an adverse change to natural resources? Will the proposed action result in an increase into the potential for erosion, flooding, or drainage? Will the proposed action create a hazard to the environmental resources or human health? So if each of the answers to those questions is no, you can entertain a motion for negative declaration.
So we have a motion to
motion
by Dawn.
Second
by Paul. All those in favor of declaring negative declaration for the project?
Aye.
Aye. Those against?
Motion so carried.
And then you have a
roll call vote?
Yes.
Okay. Patrick?
Aye.
Jared?
Aye.
Aye. Paul?
Aye.
Dawn?
Aye.
Motion so carried.
Okay, and then the resolution approving extension, you've got the actual resolution has been provided to you, so you just call for a motion in a second.
Without reading the whole resolution.
Right.
Okay, so need a motion for the resolution to extend the Post Avenue Sewer District after the, which we already had the public hearing, so we'll need a motion to approve this. Motion by Dorn.
Second.
Seconded by the Jared. All those in favor?
Aye.
Those against? Motion so carried. Who want to roll call for that?
Yes, please.
I don't know. Patrick abstained, I guess, from that because he's a village.
No, that's good.
So.
Roll call again. So we got one abstention for Patrick. Garrett?
Aye.
Dale, yes. Paul?
Aye.
Dawn?
Aye.
Motion so carried. How's that? Good?
Thank you.
Yes. Wow. You've been working on it for quite a while.
Couple of months.
Well, before.
Probably 2 years.
Right, because it went the first time in front of us. But obviously, it's been 3 or 4 months at least.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I really appreciate it.
Okay.
All right.
Good to see you guys.
Nice to meet you.
I look forward to looking up your rise and burden.
I'll be coming to some of the towns around here.
Okay, sounds good.
Taking these
Thanks
here,
for
buddy.
Coming in.
Thanks so much.
All right, the next item that we have on the agenda, what we'd like to do is hire a seasonal employee for the cemetery. So whereas the cemetery department has an opening for seasonal employees, and whereas Richard Sterling has applied to the position, so therefore we, the Catskill Town Board, hereby hire Richard Sterling as a seasonal employee for the cemetery department at a rate of $14.34 with an effective date of April 27th.
Motion.
Motion by Patrick. Seconded by Dawn. All those in favor?
Aye.
Those against? Motion so carried.
So what was the pay on that?
On our 1433 on our laborers, for part-time
are
season.
Are we up to 34?
It's met.
Labor up to the New York State?
Yes.
Right, isn't it $15 now?
That's for New York City.
Is that just?
Yeah.
I thought it.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Next year.
But I think we probably,
next year.
We're probably going to get in on and yeah. And we should do that. I think
it's pretty. It's pretty bad that we're only at just below the minimum wage.
Next one, we got change in employment status. Whereas Matthew Carlisle has successfully completed the code enforcement training course and is certified as a code enforcement officer with the state of New York, and whereas at the time of his hire, it was agreed upon after certification, his salary would be adjusted to $25 per hour, $52,000 annually there. So therefore, the Catskill Town hereby increases the hourly rate from $23.17 to $25 an hour effective April 11th, 2022.
Motion.
Motion by Dawn.
Second.
Seconded by Paul. All those in favor?
Aye.
Those against? Motion so carried. Where we're at the fireworks, I mean, motions and that. We have been contacted little correspondence with the village of Catskill. I've got some notes on it, but they want to increase last year. I go, we went to $3,250 per entity for $6,500. The town and the village, they want to bring the fireworks display to roughly $8,000. Just because of the grand finale, I didn't attend the last year's fireworks, but I hear it was a really good display and such. So just to kind of make sure that we're putting out a decent product. The village, through Natasha, has asked for us to split $8,000 for the fireworks display. And also, being it's the fireworks are happening on a non-Thursday, so it's going to be additional money for the music.
So,
go ahead.
I kind of don't agree with that, because when I was going down there and it fell on the non-night, I paid for the band.
As the...
But, yeah.
As the vendor that was operating
yeah.
the stand or the snack bar. Did they bring in food trucks at that time too, or were you the only one that...
No, there was a bunch
of food trucks there too. I don't even know when this falls. It's going to be on a Saturday.
I mean, I'm fine with the fireworks. I had an audition with Paul with the audition for the music. I think Carter Castle is just...
Hard of Catskill.
Hard of Catskill is.
Maybe there's no reason.
I think the overall music's 1,200. The fire, Hard of Catskill's given 500. So the balance is 700 of the music. So the Hard of Catskill is donating or contributing 500 towards it.
So it's another 350 for most.
Yeah, 50 for them. So they're you know, and obviously...
I'm not saying I'm against it, I'm just stating the fact that...
Well, I mean, I'm also concerned that every year, I mean, if we already went up 1,200 last year or 1,250 last year...
Well,
I mean, other communities are spending 10, that. But that doesn't mean...
I don't see them going out to bid for the fireworks, is my only concern.
There's a contract, so...
Mm-hmm.
Right. So it's not, there's not even a negotiable, you're not even getting, like, competitive pricing from other agencies.
I think it's either this year or next year is the last year for that mm-hmm. contract.
I think it was a 5-year contract.
And it really depends on what type of display, what level of display do you really want to put out there. Do you want to, you know, kind of a really nice grand finale, or do you have something that people aren't overly happy with? I mean, that's, but from what I heard from what we spent last year, people, from what I can gather, enjoyed it and thought it was good. But again, this is the ask. That's all I'm not into the details.
Well, we have a budget of 4,000.
We have $10,000 in what we call celebration.
Other stuff too.
Right. Because Heart of Castle, we donate or 2,500, so we got 7,500 left into that fund. And if we give roughly 4,000 a year, we're 65, so we get, that doesn't mean we have to spend through all 10,000 every year either.
No, it also means for a veteran's organization. If some other thing to come up, then we really limit ourselves to what we want.
I mean,
luckily, we don't have the, not luckily, but unfortunately, we don't have the royalty parade because we normally pay the bands.
Right, we got the bands coming out there. You can do a,
so we don't have that.
Do a picnic for the seniors as a celebration. So there's other places to, there's obviously always lots of additional spots to spend money.
So if part of Castle Station is throwing 500 and we're splitting the other 700?
Correct.
Has anybody approached them down there and asked them, it should be a 3-week split? They should have some skin in the game, too.
Who's that?
The
vendor now?
I don't know if it's open.
It's, yeah, it is.
I mean, we can table it tonight. I just don't know what time.
I said we move forward with the fireworks and we table the conversation about the
game. I mean, because, and the other ask was the village would prefer us to even offset more, which I thought that was kind of out of bounds. I mean, they, you know, because they think, you know, that they're doing more DPW work, which
we're doing more court work and not getting reimbursed.
No,
I
got that.
That's not going down that road,
exactly. So I mean, I'm not going down that road at all either, because obviously they.
I say let's go down that road.
Yeah. What's that? Well, I mean, I just. Go ahead.
If somebody wants to go down that road with us, I say that they let's go. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I'm not saying they want to, but I'm just saying.
Like I'm saying, I'm okay with the 4,000 for the fireworks. I think we should table the music conversation until we can get more information.
All right, so you're talking 350. I mean, I'm not into helping them do cleanup down there. I'm not into helping them with police protection. They were kind of looking for us to offset some of those other items. And again, that's not.
It's just my opinion.
Right. That wasn't the best deal for us. But again, what do we want to do as far as, you want to do 4,000 or you want to do our share of the music tonight, or what do we want, or you want to hold the music for 350?
I'll do whatever else is.
What do you, Dawn, what do you think, any additional comments or thoughts that you want to, how you want to move forward?
Who used to be in charge of the fireworks for the village in prior years?
Nancy Richards.
It's $350.
Right, the band itself, which is going to be Thunder Ridge, I believe is a $1,200 item for the ticket item.
But for
that.
Us, it's going to be $350.
Right, because for $350, is it really worth a lot of back and forth conversation? But again, I think you can't do that every year either, because last year we were $3,250. You know, the shows get bigger and bigger, and are they necessary to get bigger and bigger is the other. I mean, we're here to help our resolution.
So maybe what we do is this year we do it with the understanding that next year maybe there is a conversation about the person who's the vendor is being a part of it as well, because they're making money also that evening.
I hired a girl to do face painting,
The food trucks that show up, is there a fee that the village charges the food truck, or is that go on the parking lot for free?
No, there's a fee. we could pay it.
So they have food trucks go down there and make a few bucks, and it's a good thing. What are we doing? Doing 4,000? We're going to table the, and let somebody else come up with the van money. Jared?
I made a motion we contribute the 4,350 towards the
4,000
total.
It's 4,000. It's 8,000 for the van. We're 4,000.
The van is 4,000.
I mean, not the van for the fireworks is 4,000, and the other 350 is for the music.
4,350.
You got a motion for 4,350, Jared? Any seconds out there?
I'll second it, but I think there needs to be a conversation for next year before we go through this.
Well, they can't tell us 3 weeks in advance again that we have to spend more money on fireworks. This should be a play on their
budget. Well, we don't have to. If you want to go back and not increase
it,
it's
the one thing we give to the constituents a year, basically. And this has happened with the village several times, is they bump the number 2-3 weeks before we're supposed to make a decision on the event. That's happened several times.
And I don't know if this number
needs to be agreed upon.
I want to see the actual bill too when this is all.
Well, they do. We get the bill. We get the bill all the time from Young's, or I don't know, all the time. But since I've been here, the first year was COVID. We didn't. The previous year we did. So they will supply us with the bill from Young's, whatever the name of that.
Young's Explosive.
Say Explosive. So we will get an
invoice. Moving forward, I don't want this number at our budget. Rather than
that's a little hard to
that. I mean, the truth is, it's very simple.
The village, because they're on a separate budget. Right.
The truth is, you want it.
Right.
Again, I don't know this.
If it was that decided on, so if we tell them that our budget is
my fault.
Well, I just
if we tell them that our budget time is how much the town is setting aside for your fireworks, work around.
And we can still do that. I mean, depends what you want to do out here. I mean, I don't know how much the fireworks are going up in general because of inflation, and how much they may have asked for because they want a bigger and better display. I mean, that's really the issue. But, you know.
What I'm saying is during our budget, we should put a certain set amount aside, and this is what the village has to work around when they do their budget march.
Normally, I don't really like to compare to other towns because that's not the way I do my business, but I can tell you other towns do spend $10,000 on that display. But again, if they want to spend $1,000, congratulations, you can do so. But that doesn't mean Castle has to follow suit. But there are other communities in Green County that do a $10,000 display.
But we also do fireworks. We give $2,500 to the Harbor Castle Association for the bands all year.
Okay, so we got a motion on the floor. All those in favor of doing the 4,350? Anybody? Aye?
I'm a yes for the fireworks and no for the music.
No, so that's a no.
Well, that's not the motion that's on
that's
the floor.
That's not
the
motion. All right.
No, I'm a yes. Yes, for fireworks.
The one? No?
Yes.
Yes, I'm a yes. Jared?
Yes.
Okay, so we got that motion finally going on for 4,350. And we'll have a little talk with the village next year that maybe we,
This year.
Is this July 4th weekend?
Yes, July 7th.
Which is what? July
6th. July 7th.
July 7th. I'm glad you brought that up. I've had that conversation with the village also. Is, again, if we're co-sponsoring between the town and the village, we would like to see that on official web pages, meaning the village and the town of Catskill. If we're going to do things on Facebook, I'd like to see it on the village of Catskill's Facebook page and the village of town of Catskill's official web page.
And the flyers that they
have. And the flyers that are handed out and that go out into supermarkets and wherever they may go out. But it's got to be marketed and advertised correctly as who the partners are that are helping out. And if part of Catskill's helping out and they're donating some of their money to it, that's good too. But it should be on official web pages, not on individuals. I mean, last year we ran into a little bit of trouble with that is because we had thunderstorms and, you know, inclement weather coming, and we were getting a lot of concert calls, and to be honest with you, as a town entity, we had very limited information if it was a go or not a go. So we were personally getting our information more often what other people were putting on Facebook. So as a true partner, we weren't very much informed. And to be honest with you, I didn't really think that was a good thing last year. So we had that conversation. So I do appreciate you bringing that up. And it was clarified with some of the village representatives. Okay. So where else are we at here?
We got some more resolutions.
Which ones are we at, Jared?
One would be to appoint Brittany Williams to the Town Council Planning Board.
You guys ready to do that? Or you want to talk about that in the executive session with the planning board? Are we good? Oh, another one. You can do that one first. You want to? Go ahead.
Okay.
She's here, but on a short-term rental, so we could maybe have.
We have to reopen the public hearing.
No, as far as it's done.
Did you close it?
Yes, you did. You closed the public hearing.
I mean, if she wanted to have a, you know, just a comment, I'll let her talk about things. But I mean, we're not. The public hearing is in the
rearview. Okay, I thought we kept that.
No, we didn't keep that open.
So last week, Jared and I interviewed two residents from the town of Gadsden, potential candidates for the planning board. One was Brittany Williams, and the other one was Jay Lessinger. Both Jared and I feel that Brittany would be a strong candidate for an active member on the planning board, and Jay would be a good candidate for an alternate member. So our recommendation would be Brittany and Jay as an alternate.
Okay. What's the term that Brittany's filling? Does anybody know that?
That was Brenda's term. So I want to say 24. I have to look that up. Hold on, I can tell you.
For 1 year term or 2 year term or for a year?
There's no term for alternates.
No. They just get reappointed at the organizational meeting every year.
I thought Brenda was doing
an alternate at this point.
Yeah. When 49 last week, I had to wait till 10 minutes to 7
at the court. That would be 24 for Brittany Williams.
24?
Yes.
Any other discussion on that? We'll hold on. You got a motion? For Brittany?
We made a motion to appoint Brittany as a city member of the Town Council Planning Board, and John Lessinger as well.
And you seconded by Patrick? Any just further discussion?
No.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Those against? Okay. Motion so carried. Seasonal help, again, we're going to have to advertise another position for seasonal help, at least for Sean at the highway. He's still on vacation, so I don't...
Seasonal.
Yeah, but we have another. Well, we got. Did I get a resolution on Troy's? I mean, on Eugene Edwards?
No.
You mean a resolution for his. To accept his resignation?
Yeah, he couldn't afford his resignation.
Yeah, Eugene Edwards submitted his resignation. He's going to go to Lyman School, so he's resigned from the highway department.
April 28th.
At April 28th. So there will be a full time vacancy happening at the. At the highway department.
Did we just hire this kid?
Yeah.
About 8 months ago.
Yeah. Can't walk away from what led us.
But my point is, if you knew you were actively seeking this, I mean, this costs us money to do this. Hire people and churns and.
But he's a nice young kid, and I had a conversation with him, and so did Sean. From the very beginning when he got hired, because he is an individual, he kind of made it known that he wasn't prepared to say that the Castle Highway Department was going to be his career job. So we got him a CDL license. He did.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean,
but that was
8 months.
It was known. That was a known situation at the time of his hire.
Yeah.
It really was. And he got us through the winter. And I personally had that conversation with him. I mean, it's not, again, just as a town supervisor, obviously works for the highway department, and Sean was well aware of that as well. And so he let us know that he was still going to seek something possibly down the road. It's like, I mean, I have nothing but good thing to say about it. Again, if it's not, maybe it wasn't the ideal hire for the town of Catskill, but he did get us through the winter when we didn't have anybody to drive plow trucks. He got his CDL. I do like to see people, if it's, you know, it's not a good match or a good fit for them, and move on to another career where they can better themselves. So, I mean, I agree with you, but again, hopefully we can hire some individuals that want to stay with us for a longer period of time.
And post it and have a large pool of applicants.
I mean, that's it. I mean, we're fortunate to have a good applicant pool.
Well, that's why that pool maybe Sean can pick somebody.
Totally different job, because we're looking for somebody for CDL.
A lot of those guys have their CDLs.
Yeah, but they're making a little bit more money than what we're paying already. So anyway, yeah, but once we get through with that particular job applicant.
And there's a difference between being a laborer and a supervisor.
Correct. That's, again, once Sean gets back from vacation, we'll entertain.
Once they don't hire any of our guys as laborers.
Okay.
You know what I mean. It's, yeah, I'm just saying between a worker and a supervisor, there's a big difference.
Chance to be a union job, but I mean, he may like one.
Want to talk about the code and pass on those, Ted? We had the public hearing of our last meeting. But I know there were some concerns about short term rentals, and again, we're doing a lot of other things like solar and many other items. But again, if you had any questions or concerns, we at this point would at least like to hear from you.
I'm sorry to interrupt with all that. Thank you. I'm kind of just in general interested, but this part in particular is something I've been thinking about. Thank you for letting me talk about it. And we had to work on the road last week, or whatever that was, that we had the last meeting. We were in Louisiana, and so otherwise we definitely didn't get that. And I guess I looked over what was on the website, and I think it looks great. I thought that was excellent. I was looking at what was in the village. I looked what you guys did. I was like, you took all the preciousness out of it. It made good sense. The only question I had, there were a couple questions. One was the person who's the code enforcer. Is that a new position, or is that something that is incorporated into somebody's job already, and they're going to be sort of moved up the scale or something? Because I wasn't sure. My concern was we didn't make a job for someone that was rotating and not really traffic, somebody has the wherewithal to use, kind of thing. You know, so you just expand their duties.
We had building, we had certain people that do building, we had some that do
fire
inspections, which is going to, these short term rentals are going to probably fall more into the category of property maintenance and fire. So we have somebody in that role, and the transition, bringing somebody else, and not expanding our staff to do it. Again, it might be a little expansion in hours, especially to get started. But the staff is already intact in Catskill to do that. And then we have our code enforcement officer Matt Carlisle, which he heads up the department. And so it's not. And they're all reasonably paying jobs. Be a one full time person and two part time people, so they're decent wages, and we're a good employer in the town. So again, we're not really expanding the department to do it, but we've had other compliments on these short term rentals as well. And frankly, I got to compliment Ted Hilscher and our planning board, our zoning board. There was a big effort amongst a lot of different parties to get to where we are today, or where these laws have been really looked at and thought out quite well. So we're really the final result of it. We did some of the work in reviewing it, but to be honest, other entities did a lot of the heavy lifting for us.
I think they did excellent. I think it was really beautiful. And we just looping that back into the Town Village Historic Boarding House District, I think you guys made some, hopefully got an email with we did a New York State Preservation Grant, and we had the entire district, which is it kind of gerrymandered based on what was actually historically accountable for within the district, for all the boarding houses and the golf course and the arena and the churches and everything, so that we could talk about the historic nature of that community. And we focus on two sections at a time, one being the Hudson River arts section, and then the post-World War II rebirth of tourism in the Catskill region, and how that all played in, and how people moved up here, like families moved up for the summer, and dad go back and work in the city, and the family live here, and all that kind of thing. All those pieces were incorporated in a cataloging of all the buildings that are there. And what brought that up was the original Dollar General proposal. They're going to put a little box up there, and a whole bunch of us from the neighborhood said, we don't think that's such a great idea. We'd like to keep in touch with what we're doing here. It's a residential neighborhood. It has this beautiful architecture. It has this history. And they won't show me. You know, we're like, we can't. We got nothing. So we do some grant writing, get some people to come in, and they did it. And I'd like to take this further with the state. There's people in the community that want to do it, but we're just kind of all doing other things with COVID and everything. It hasn't really gelled. But just having that in the background is important, and also recognizing that the residential neighborhoods are, in fact, communities, and keeping the focus on that with the short-term rentals, that whatever it is has to be in keeping with keeping the buildings intact and keeping the buildings dry and keeping the community intact. And I love the part that had to do with tents. I'm wondering if that needs to be expanded or if there's an opening for expansion there, because it said no tents in the backyard. I'm like, excellent, because the last thing you want is for someone to come in and create a tent community in the backyard, and then you have 30 people in someone's backyard, and it's just not conducive to living there. But also campers, tiny homes, sheds that are converted, all this stuff poses like health questions, and then also a temporariness that doesn't really keep the sense of community and building and housing. We actually refixed the house right next door. It was a zombie house. It's between Cliff Stambro and Debbie Stambro, and our house. This house was falling down for like a decade. And it had been a boarding house, and our house had been a boarding house. And Joanne Muren had run it as a boarding house. And there, you know, from the 1800s till like the 1970s, it had been a boarding house. And when we restored it, it was with the intent of having my mother move in there, and then COVID came along. She's got dementia. It's all going slow. So we have been renting that as an Airbnb. And what we'd like to do is to be able to continue to focus on improving what we have there. You know, like the day that the house was finished, our assessment went way up, which is fair. That's fair, right? But the whole neighborhood had an increase in value. And where we had a zombie house, we now have a home that gets a lot of attention and it's an asset. So that's my kind of goal, is that we keep things in the permanent. I love the idea of the auxiliary dwelling units. I know a lot of people need that, and a lot of people are using that. But I think for short-term rentals, I just love to see people are actually contributing to the structure of their properties in the community, and also keeping it safe. Like, you know, where's the water and electric coming from for that camper? You know what I mean? That kind of thing. Where's the waste going?
No, they did a great job, and it was well thought out, and appreciate your comments. And like I said, it's really about the safety of residents, not residents, but visitors to our community, so they're safe. And it's also, it's done a great job in protecting neighbors that are going to be living next door to these short-term rentals. So I think there's a good balance that was, we met the right spot in there. I think it's a win-win for everybody, really, the community and the owners, the visitors, and the short-term rental property owners. So thank you.
Couldn't agree more. Thank you.
All right. And so we want to entertain a motion to pass the
motion.
Motion by Patrick.
Second.
Seconded by Paul. All those in favor?
Aye.
Those against? Motion so carried. Okay. Like I said, there was a lot of nice stuff in there that we went over that on our last meeting. But you have highlighted a few of them as well, as far as the auxiliary housing and solar regulation. So I think again, thanks, Ted. I really do appreciate it. They've done a tremendous job for us. A lot of hours involved, and like I say, everybody else on the boards did a fantastic job. Okay. What else do we need to talk about?
The bid on the ambulance. The bid on the ambulance, great all around.
I'll admit that. Where did that come in on email? The prices came in on that?
Yep.
When did that come in, Patrick?
Jackson to me and Jared yesterday.
Okay. So what's that? That's involving
So the 2008 ambulance went for $5,600. Yeah, $5,600. The 89 Greyhound, the current bid was $4,400. And the Alamo Flatmower was $910.
Okay. Yeah, that's a decent amount of money for the ambulance there.
Yeah. That was my boss, Travis, to get that.
My thing was it sold for more than the Greyhound.
That was our old ambulance that our highway, not our highway, but our central garage was using that as their
mechanics
truck that we used to drive around. So that was good. So I'll entertain a motion to accept those off the auction for $5,600 for the ambulance, $4,400 for the Greyhound, and $900 for the mower.
Motion
by Jared. Seconded by Dawn. All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion so carried. And what else? Did you have one other one that you wanted to?
No.
Just to follow up on the senior center, on the driveway ceiling and things of that nature, we only had really one came in on the RFP. The second one came in late, so we're really kind of short of a quote on that. So looking at our procurement policy, if we could just get three quotes for that particular job, it's with the way these prices are falling, we don't have to do an RFP. We can just get three quotes, and then we can move forward with that hopefully in the next meeting or two, we get that resolved. Because it's a time.
You can't see any of the parties what's up there anymore.
No, it's bad. And one quote that did come through actually didn't have the first one had the crack fillers in there with hot seal, and the second one did not really quote that into the pricing. So we got to really fine tune those a little bit. Getting a little impatient with the legs at the rescue squad. I think I might do one more call on that, and if we got to move forward with something else, I will, because it's time to get that project behind us. And that's my opinion, and I just don't have the time to keep following up, to be frank about it. So, all right, so we're good with that. Any word on that pool table, Jared, at the senior center?
Well, so tomorrow I'm going to go to Climbers Billiards in Troy. And I'd like permission to agree up to $4,000 for the purchase of the pool table.
How much would we
get? It's their money.
Yeah,
we don't have any control here.
It's our money right now because we have
funds that they open the account.
Well, yeah, but that we're not really to that level. I mean, I'm good with that. I mean, again, procurement. Again, everybody knows that agreement that we originally started out was so around six. We're lower than that. So, I mean, we could. Again, if we're going to do complete pool table, which is all new balls, you get new billiard sticks and
slate.
It's got to be like, I have to look that up. You want to have, I think it's an inch or three quarter slate.
It's an inch, remember what I've talked about.
It's an inch. If you don't do that, you're really buying something that's going to be.
And you also don't want the automatic ball return because the first time a chalk drops in there, you have to have a service call.
Okay.
So you have the balls where they just stay in the box.
So where's Climbs?
Climbs is in Troy. I have called.
Take a ride. There's one out in Schenectady. Why don't you make a road trip tomorrow?
It's Schenectady. I'm sorry. It is Schenectady.
You're going to Schenectady. It's Schenectady.
I have called 15.
You've got a cool place on Central Avenue.
I've called 15. So interesting story. I've called about 15 different billiards companies. 50% are out of business now. Everyone else I talked to has no inventory. This one in Schenectady, I'm going to tomorrow, has 70 tables on order, and they'll be here by June. And they install and deliver.
Yeah. We want it installed, we want it delivered, and we want to remove the old one. Or give us an offer on the old one.
That's what we should just
do. Where do they make pool tables?
China.
Got no idea.
I have no idea.
There are a good amount of them that are still built in the USA, depending on the brand.
I mean, Brunswick.
I've learned more about pool tables in the last couple weeks than I ever did before because I don't play pool.
Well, you've been investigating.
I like an air hockey table.
I've been on YouTube watching how to play the game, so we'll try it out.
Well, you're a member up there, so.
All right, so get back, see what you come up with.
It'd be nice if you got a made in USA pool.
Yeah.
Well, Brunswick is made here.
Pool tables made in America is a term rather loosely in the billiard industry. Some companies claim that their tables are built in the USA because the pool table is built in your home.
They assemble it in your home. They put the two slabs of slate together and put the flake.
99% of the pool table parts are manufactured in Malaysia and China.
I believe that.
Me too.
They're tightly packed into containers and shipped from overseas and distribution point. Cleveland, Ohio.
And there was, it appeared to be a good vendor in Newburgh, but then I called him and he never called me back.
Not over there.
He's not.
They give me
as long as it's not made in Russia, we're good.
I called a couple of people, that they give me a name of a friend of a friend who sells used tickets.
All right, we're good on the pool tables. To get back to us on that, so I think we're pretty good. I've sent everybody the applications for the job that I've posted, so we've got to really...
We should talk about
that. Yeah, right. We're about to do an executive session and start reviewing that process with how we're going to move forward. We're going to do it.
Cleanup day,
that's true. Paul, I didn't have that on notes, or did I not? So cleanup day, what do we want to look at that? What
was the graduation list?
I believe graduation is going to be the 24th. They don't have it on their calendar, but last year's graduation was Friday the 25th.
I believe it is that Friday, yes.
So I was thinking the 18th? Yeah.
Well, we did it the day after graduation last year.
Did
we? Yep.
Yeah.
Well, what is the
party
that day?
It doesn't matter. Sean said either the 18th or the 24th, so you guys pick it.
What's the arts of that?
In June? So it's got to be the 18th or the 25th.
So
it's
got to
be the 18th
or
the 25th.
It's in the 21st, I don't know why.
So we probably should do the 18th, and then we're not even, then there's no conflicts with the graduation if it doesn't matter.
18th is
fine. We're going to do the
18th? Clean up the
18th. All right, let's schedule that. I don't know if we need a motion for that, we're just going to do that. We need a motion. Liz, a motion. Second by Garrett. All those in favor for June the 18th for the cleanup? Motion.
So it's going to be 7:30 to 2:30?
3 o'clock.
No, they ended at 2:30.
So they start at 7, so it gives them a half hour to get there and a half hour. So 7:30 to 2:30 works for me. That way it keeps, everybody's on overtime, so it's a sacrifice for the day. So that way they can hopefully get done within an 8 or 8 and a half hour day. So that 7:30 to 2:30, Quarter Store Road.
You guys want to kick it over for that?
Get on the pool, guys. We always do.
Paul, do you need a letter?
Yes, please.
Okay.
All right, anything else or we got it here?
No. I need a resolution authorizing you to sign the engagement letter with Whiteman Osterman for the long-term EFC funding.
Okay. Motion by Paul, seconded by Patrick. All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion so carried.
And then the second thing I have is are you going to amend the controlled substance and alcohol testing policy?
Yeah, that we want to do too. I just got that yesterday. So, as everybody knows, we're in the process of updating a lot of our employee manuals, and today our HR company, which is Ronnie Travers, she updated our drug policy, and I got to check on that list as well, but this one's definitely for our highway department. There might be multiple ones depending on what category of employee, but again, we want to adopt the one that we can adopt that effective, I guess, tomorrow or right, this would be a good time.
Whenever you want to.
Let's do make it effective tomorrow.
Second motion.
Motion by Jared. Seconded by Patrick. All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion so carried.
Then I'd like to make a motion to hire Troy Ashdown as the part-time fire inspector.
We can do that. I was looking to do that on the May 3rd meeting because he's going, we're still...
Well, he's got to do all his pre-screening anyway.
Right, he's got to do his pre-screening. I don't see any problems with that, but I don't really see him working much before the May 3rd, so...
So we want to make it effective May 3rd?
Right, we're just scheduling all these
pre-intended passing his...
Or we could just do it on May 3rd. I mean, because he's not going to work before that, because we're starting to send him on the 29th, and so I don't know if we really need to do that tonight. I think we should do it on May 3rd.
Yeah.
I just should be on the list.
Okay. Any preference? I mean, I don't see any individual problems with doing it, but again,
if we just make it effective May 3rd, we can do it now, so really.
I just don't know if we're going to get the, all the results back in that time frame.
Well, pending, pre-employment screening.
Monday is the second, so let's do it on a Monday.
Is that the supplemental?
That's next door. That's Joe's garage. They've been doing work.
All right. Let's make it effective May 2nd.
May 2nd?
That's on a Monday. Okay. So if everything goes well, you can start on a Monday. I won't be here until Tuesday, because I do want to bring everybody on a road trip. All right, so let's got a motion for May 2nd by Jared, seconded by Paul. All those in favor?
Aye.
All right, motion so carried. Getting that back up to speed, and that's all. Any additional comments or thoughts? Anything you want to add?
I did email Dale a survey for the IDA. So I think it would be beneficial for all the town board members to think about some properties in Catskill that perhaps the IDA can take a look at. If you know of any place, if they want to create a list, which we've been asking for some time at the county level. So I did email that link to Dale so he can get that out to you. And then I would ask perhaps that maybe the town do some promoting of our new composting facility. I'm touring that tomorrow with our highway department. So if we could get that out on maybe the town Facebook page.
Oh, you do? Okay. Yeah.
To encourage residents to
right, it's on that Facebook and the...
And the website?
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't put anything on Facebook, but it's on the website.
Yeah,
I would say if we could do a Facebook post, then a lot of people see it that way. And then also exciting news for the senior center. Finally, our county nutrition program is supposed to open up on May 2nd with Penny Castaldi. She's the former owner of Penny's Diner here in Gansville. Mm-hmm. So she'll be starting May 2nd. We've been trying for last month to get her there. After a lot of screaming and yelling and arguing, it's going to happen on May 2nd.
So you have a new executive director.
We have a new executive director of the IDA.
No, the human services.
Yes, and that person will be starting Monday. And
it'll probably be
beneficial if Dale and the Catskill legislators meet with that person to ensure that services are happening in our senior center. Because I can tell you it's been an uphill battle since January to get Penny there, and as you know, it's been a battle to get services at our Catskill Center.
Right. I mean, that's been a battle since we opened up on about July 2nd or 5th of 2020.
So I'm hoping things will change with the new director, but I really feel that the supervisor should come with the legislators to express our concerns and to ensure that things are happening in the Catskill Center as well.
Right.
The new person needs to be aware of what has gone on in the past. Right. Services have not been provided to our seniors because of the auspices of not having county worker there.
Right. And it's where they're having things at the nutrition sites in Jewett and Athens and these cooking labor. When they have the presentation, I'd like to try to have the county in a rotation have those same speakers come and visit our senior center here in Catskill. I think that's important.
Anything that goes on in the other senior center.
Right. Sure.
Right. If you're going to have a nutritionist come in, or you're going to have a social worker come in, or whatever's happening for the betterment of the life of our seniors, we should be in that rotation and have the same opportunity as these other sites.
Well, Legislator Lucas and I definitely requested that, and we made that clear when we met with the county administrator a few weeks ago. I was hoping that Penny would start sooner than May 2nd, but at this point, we just have to accept May 2nd as the start date. And I'm hoping that it is true community dining, where the seniors have their meals not in to-go containers, but it's actually served on plates and real silverware, and make it like a real lunch event for them every day.
Right. Otherwise, it's like a to-go meal, and they're just opening it up. And they add the styrofoam container.
And that's going to be one of the things I talked to the new director about.
Right. I don't think, the Meals on Wheels, where they're doing that in the parking lot, how they package it now is ideal, and it should stay that way.
Right.
But for the common meals inside the center, it would be nice if they could use real silverware plates, and make it like an experience.
I expressed that to Penny, but I think we need to make that clear to the new starts on Monday.
When you orchestrate that meeting, I'll definitely.
I don't want to meet him on day one, but
No, day one,
week two, we're going to have an email.
You know, week two might even be okay.
No, I'm like day two or day three.
I don't know if you're hiring an outside person, but day two or three, there's still a lot going on for that person to get acclimated to the new position.
Mm-hmm. And you can stand in line with people going, this is your first day, I'm going to tell you what goes on here.
I joined the club, that's what they tell me. So other than that, I mean, those are some big items.
Great news
to capitalize on.
New veterans program, too.
New veterans program.
Mm-hmm. That's great news.
Okay. Anything additional here? Anybody, Ted, you have anything that you want to share with the board or need to for discussion?
Nope.
Okay, motion. We're going to go into executive session. We have a few personal matters, and I'm going to start reviewing applications for a position that we're looking to fill at our buildings and grounds, and which would be cemetery and multiple other areas throughout the town. So why don't we make a motion? Jared's got a motion for the executive session. Second by to include the town clerk. And we won't be conducting any additional business.
So I will